Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, watch after us to keep us in your holy will. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, we pray to keep in God's will. Amen. It has been kind of a shock when I realized people who have professed to know Jesus and then they turn away from Jesus as they go through life. It's astounding how they can choose to have earthly rewards which are temporary instead of the heavenly rewards which are eternal. And I've run into the testimony of these people who turn from a public position of being a Christ follower to do something which simply is in their own personal desires. And it's a reminder that we want to pray for all sorts of people, people we know, people we don't know, and people we hear about. Now, we've always had troubles of one sort or another as we go through life. So there's the spiritual part, and there is the part which is physical, that we deal with the events in life, from war and illness or violence. And these can be all sorts of people that we interact with. They might be officials from the government or officials from a church, or they can be people we know. And there are simply all sorts of people that we deal with and we pray for as we go through life. I think of the old days when people used to be servants or in bondage, and we do have that going on today also. The bondage can be the same kind of bondage, which can be physical, or it can be a bondage that is spiritual, or a bondage that is even monetary. I mean, we think of the people who owe money and they have to do what they have to do to pay the money. We can have payday loans that is the same kind of bondage where people owe money. And the migrants from other countries can accept something, a service or money from a handler, and then they have money to pay back. There's many chains on us from many different areas. But whatever we get involved with, we want to make sure that we are in a holy activity that is following godliness. Because all the ungodly activity can bring real big trouble. And often enough, it includes drug activity. And just think of the fentanyl problem there is in the USA, when we have over 100,000 people dying every year from, well, they call it opioids, but it can be fentanyl. And this is almost all young people under age 40. And the people who would be in an army are all under age 42, basically. So we have that question, is America being destroyed so that we do not have an army to resist an invading force? Well, we hear of things and we try to have understanding of the problems in the land, of the problems that have gone on in history, so that we know how to deal with the troubles. Troubles today, where people want to be force other people to do whatever they want to have done. Well, systems do that. Governments do that. People do that to try to force other people to do what they want. It's always gone on. And right now there's there's many countries that are anticipating war, and so they are forcing people to do what they want, which is to sign up for the draft. That's going on right now. In Europe, there are many countries that want to have the draft reinstated. In Germany, for instance, this is now on the books that in 2025 there will be conscription, which is a draft for both men and women. There are other countries that have draft for men and women: Austria, Denmark, Finland, Sweden, Switzerland, Norway, Greece, Estonia, and Latvia, Lithuania. They all have this in their laws now, that there will be men and women who are drafted. So it sure looks to me like Europe is getting ready for a war, and it looks like the rest of the world is going to be participating. Look at what the USA is doing. And China and Russia, they have had secret meetings between the presidents of those two countries, Putin and Xi Jinping. Secret meetings, and talk about what is going on in Ukraine and what's going on in Taiwan, and is there going to be preparations for war? I know one of the things that got my attention was hearing about how Ukraine bombed a early warning system that was 150 miles into Russia, past the border. And why? 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 Because it did, that radar facility did not affect Ukraine, but it was for detecting ICBMs from other countries like the USA. Now, I don't know the whole story on this. Maybe nobody does. Why did Ukraine target that facility? After all, it was really something that would be mostly a concern to a Western country like the USA. Because a Western country like the USA had the potential of sending ICBMs. And that's what that radar station would detect. Well, we know there are tensions in the world, and they just continue. What's going to happen? Yes, in Ukraine. Yes, in Taiwan. And what countries are aligning to support each other or to oppose the USA? I think of the talk I hear from China when there are concerns about what is happening in Taiwan. China wants Taiwan and says it's a part of their country. Therefore, if they invade Taiwan, there is no invasion because Taiwan simply belongs to China in the view of the Chinese president. And China is sending many Navy ships and many military fighting planes to get right up next to or inside of the Taiwan borders. So people are wondering, are we going to have another war? Well, a lot of people say it. Some people say there will be a war happening by the end of this month. And some people are saying, no, a war is still a while off. It'll be 2025 before U.S., China, Taiwan, or Russia all get involved in a war. Well, it makes me think of things that I've heard in the past, like that website, Deagle.com. And there was talk on that website about a huge population loss in 2025. And so I just said 2025 with a Taiwan situation and including war with China United States, and maybe Russia too. So how could we have such a drastic population loss, like one-third of the population, that Deagle.com is projecting for 2025? Well, a war is an easy answer, and an epidemic is another answer to how that could happen. But the fact is, we don't know, but we do know there are people who believe that the world population should be drastically reduced. We just don't know what, how, or who has plans to do any of this. We can listen to Bible prophecy, and with Bible prophecy, we get an idea of what can go on according to God's knowledge and human nature. It's something that becomes understandable, and we can also understand why there are authorities that want us to behave in a certain way, whether it's to go to school or sign up for the draft or to have a vaccine. All of these things are a part of our system and the systems of the world. And we get to figure out, what are we going to do about it? How am I going to fit into the world? After all, I want to fit in. I like what the world has to offer. I want food. I want gasoline. I want a house. And for that, you have to do something that has to do with the world system. So are we going to comply with everything the world system says? Or are we going to stand for Jesus Christ? Well, that's something we all have a personal understanding of, and we have to look and see what we expect in the future, and therefore, how do we behave today? I think prayer is a wonderful thing to do actively so that we learn to hear the voice of God, and we also get to know the traits of God and how we would behave in a godly manner. Now, every one of us has a certain human nature and a certain predictability because of our human nature. We follow our emotions and our thoughts, and somehow we get to have a human experience, and we also get manipulated because everybody has the wants and desires that our nature tells us we want. So choices. We make choices and we get through life, just like we get to choose Jesus and have the forgiveness for our sins because of what he did on the cross. So all these things are a part of our decision process as we go through life. And as we also recognize God's traits, which include forgiveness, and the consequences for sin or bad behavior, we can see plenty of consequence for sin in the Bible. And yes, we know that God, Jesus, loves us, but there still are consequences for our actions, just as there are consequences with other people and with countries for our actions. Oh, we might have trade agreements with other countries. We might have political agreements or treaties. And all these things make an impact which we might not understand at first, but God understands when we have a treaty. There's a question of, did we have agreements with the Wuhan lab in China? And is this a part of the consequences that is going on, both for USA, both for China, and also for the world? Consequences. Well, it's not that we know right now, but as we have hindsight for understanding the morality of God, then we do understand that all these things have an effect, whether it's vaccines or development of war agents. All these things, consequences. We have consequences for putting fluoride into our drinking water. Fluoride we can't really get rid of out of the drinking water, and fluoride has an effect on the mental capacity of people. It decreases our mental abilities. And all these things have effects that we might not see right away. Just like there's something going on with the chickens, the laying hens that are being killed. And now we have an egg shortage, and we have the increase in prices. We're trying to figure it out, but it's a matter of we make a decision, and there are consequences, even if we do not understand it. I remember bird flu was something from 25 years ago. It was talked about, and it's still being talked about. Is this something that is going on with why the laying hens are being slaughtered and eggs are being number of eggs available is being reduced, the price is increasing? Well, it's all a matter of that we might not understand fully, but we certainly do have an understanding that one thing affects another, and that when a pressure comes along, that also has an effect on the basics of life. Speaking of pressures, I think of what's going on with the United States pressuring Israel to exchange land for peace. And I remember it was that other time when America pressured Israel to give up land for peace, and America was hit by certain natural disasters like hurricanes, tornadoes, and earthquakes. And it happened pretty quick afterwards. I mean, within days or weeks. And now, today, there are people who see what America is doing. Yes, with armaments in Israel, both supplying them and withholding them. It's a complex issue for us. But God sees it very clearly. Maybe we don't, but God does, and he will allow natural disasters to happen as a form of consequence. As America pressures Israel to give up land for peace, there could be something big happen in America. We could have that great big giant earthquake, and that has been talked about by those certain prophetic people for many years now. About 1980, 79, 78, there were a couple of people, Henry Gruber and Dimitri Dudeman, and there have been more people since who have talked about the consequences of our actions and what would happen in America. So we get to kind of put it together and realize that there can be troubles and there can be consequences for what United States advocates in war and peace and with life and death, and what's going on with our military forces, our political things. All these things are interacting with the rest of the world. China, Russia, and the USA. All these things make a difference. China and Russia have had human losses in the past. Both have had war losses of 1 million people. That China had it with the Korean War. Russia had it with the World War II. 1 million people lost in wars. It is terrible, but it is historical. And now with nuclear weapons at the ready to fire off on the Ukrainian border, we have to see what could happen to us in America. Will there be hardships coming along? Will there be life and death and war and peace? Well, we can expect these things and try to understand what are the consequences of our decisions. I know that with to talk about war, every country that proposes war says that victory will be quick and easy. It will be a short war. That is what the people have always been told. And I'm sure that would be talked about if there was a war today. Every country that was involved would say, we will have an easy victory. War will be short, intense, and then it'll be over and things will be good again. Well, it just doesn't seem to work that way, does it? No, war means shortages. War means expensive things coming our way. Shortages of food and medicine, shortages of ammunition, and shortages of shovels to bury the dead from the problems that come along with war. There would be shortages of gasoline and diesel. That would be reserved for the military and for official vehicles. That's just what happens in a war economy. It's a basic fact. So the citizens often are not as healthy in wartime because of the shortages. And we can see what would happen if, and we can see that things are predicted in the Bible. It's prophecy in the Bible. We just don't know when, where, or for how long. But obviously, wars, rumors of wars, earthquake and famine and pestilence is all in the Bible for what is coming upon the world. Maybe we don't think it'll be so bad. But if it's mentioned in the Bible, it's going to be a pretty big event. That's for sure. We always think about how things will affect us personally, but when it affects other people, well, we want to be aware because we all have other people we know and love, from family members and friends to people that are our neighbors. And we always want to be considerate of other people around us. We want to also remember who we belong to. Do we belong to ourselves? Yes, but no, not really. We belong to God once we become a born-again Christian. And that's something that we all have to remember to have our words and our attitude be, not my will, Lord, but thine will. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all talk about that. Matthew 10:22, Mark 14:36, and Luke 22:42. Not my will, Lord, but thine. And let us always consider that so that we are able to consider and even to do our Lord's will. Not our will, Lord, but thine. This is for us to understand as a way of living according to the Bible. Now, we do show our love in this way and that way, always in different ways, but always godly love for other people. And we use our mind and our heart to apply this love to other people. Despite the things that happen on earth, which some will be difficult, because judgment is always difficult, and consequences can be difficult too. And when you think about consequences of sin and living the life the way we want to live life, we have to know that God's judgment upon us will be completely true and just and fair. You know, when we die, there will be no amount of crying or screaming or explaining that will make any difference, because God's judgment is true and right. So we get used to having our whatever it is here on earth, to impress somebody else. We can use our mind to make an argument. We can use our emotion to cry and scream or explain anything. Well, that works with other peoples, but with a righteous God who passes righteous judgment, we will get what we deserve, and that is a part of why we want to belong to Jesus and ask Jesus to forgive our sins and become a follower of Jesus Christ completely and truly with a born-again experience and relation to God, Jesus Christ. That's what we want as we yield to Jesus Christ, as we read and study the Bible, as we ask God for help and understanding. That is what we do. Life is astounding, and there are many things that are put in our path to confuse us, to make it so that we are distracted and do not look to God. Rather, we look to what is of earth, and we make decisions. If we have the wrong orientation, we make the wrong decisions. So let us keep the right orientation on Jesus Christ, on His Word, the Bible, and use it to understand the situations in front of us on earth and with all the complications that they are. We want to have the riches of heaven more than the riches of earth, and that's a matter of how we practice living. We learn as we go along, and we see the examples right in front of us. Now, apply those examples and remember to choose Jesus and follow the examples from the Bible. Well, that's life. We look at life and all the aspects of life, and we surely want to know that whatever we do, we have to do before we die. That's for sure. Yes, I remember when I had my car accident last year, and there was there I was in the car bleeding out. It was serious. And I think of people that say, well, I'm going to live the life I want, and before I die, I'm going to accept Jesus Christ and go to heaven. Well, that can be your plan, all right, and maybe it'll work. But when I was in that car accident, I was in a bad way. And I know that your mind gets occupied with all the things going on around you. And sure, my mind still worked, but it was thinking about the things that were right in front of my eyes. And yes, I thought about Jesus. I knew I could have seen Jesus very quickly at that time. When I got into the hospital, they took me by ambulance, and I just immediately went into surgery, and that was a pretty serious thing. So I'm just telling you that if there is a serious situation and you are close to death, you might not be thinking about your salvation, because all the busyness that is going on around you, you might not think of Jesus. You might be thinking of all the activity going on around you. And you do know that we all die sooner than we expect. That's something which we know from the examples of the people around us, that they have died. And we know when we've talked to them, they did not realize death was so close. So I just want to remind you, choose Jesus and have your relation with Jesus, a born-again relation with Jesus Christ. Deaths happen all the time. When you think about all those 100,000 deaths in 1 year in America from opioids and fentanyl, they did not expect to die in a short few minutes, but they did. And this is an example to us how death can come before we expect it, and we might not be able to postpone death. There's war going on right now, war in many parts of the world, and it might become a nuclear war, and that would cause many, many deaths. So, knowing the concerns that the world has, it's only right for us to choose to live for Jesus right now. Right now. And there are the governments of the world that are, they seem to be anticipating a war. They are working on plans to draft people all over Europe, all over the world. There are plans now that if you want to renew a license, this is in some parts of Europe, and it could easily change to be required everywhere in the world. Well, in those many countries in Europe, if you want to renew your license, whether it's a driver's license or a license to be a barber or a license to be a nurse or a doctor, anything, you have to be registered for the draft in many countries in Europe, or they will not renew your license. Like I said, it can be as simple as a driver's license, but that is going on right now in many countries in Europe, and it could certainly take place in America, and it could certainly take place with the efforts that we are having to, well, we are having war efforts going on with Taiwan, with Russia and the Ukraine. There are things that are going to change the life that we live, and they're happening right now, right now. Well, another thing that's going on is the movement to have a central bank digital currency. All around the world this is happening. Here in the United States, too. Now, the people have discussed, our legislators have said, that we will not have a digital currency. But that's what they say, and their laws, they have passed a law that said it. But it doesn't mean that they can't change it back. The movement is strongly towards a central bank digital currency and a blockchain technology so that everything that you buy is recorded and everything that you buy can be either approved or denied. This is also what has gone on in other countries. So, it could happen here, and we have to be aware that we have to be active in dealing with our legislators, because this system, that system could easily lead to the beast system. And so we have to do what we can to stay out of the beast system. We want to be in the will of God now and forever. And amen to that. Well, praise the Lord. But we also have to be aware and cautious and protect the freedom that we have. I think of John 16:33, where it says, "In the world we will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I, Jesus, have overcome the world." I think of these things. I think of Revelation 21:8, where it says, "Fearful and unbelieving people will have their place in the lake of fire." Well, read that whole scripture. Well, you know, I think I will read it. Out of the New King James, Revelation 21:8. "But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. It is clear that we do not want to be a part of that lake of fire. And so, caution, for we do not want to be fearful either. Now, how does fearful apply itself? Well, it can be fearful of being a Christian and say, maybe you would deny that you were a Christian just to get the material things you wanted. I'm not sure what it would apply to, but I think it's pretty obvious that we do not want to be fearful. We want to go to that heavenly place, and to do that, we have to be of God Jesus. The fearful might have to do with not being afraid to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know there's plenty of pastors who think we can have a quiet faith, and they think all you have to do is accept Jesus Christ, and you're on your way to the heavenly kingdom. How would I know? I'm not Jesus. I cannot tell you, but I can read the Bible, and the Bible tells me we want to have that personal relation with Jesus Christ and be born again. That is what we want to do. So you get to figure out what that really means in your life. But on our journey, be sure to conform to the wishes of Jesus Christ. Do that as best you know how. All through the centuries, there have been questions about how do we belong to Jesus. How do we be a witness to God through Jesus Christ? How do we use our emotions, our mind, and our body, and our willpower to express Jesus Christ to other people? Well, let's get rid of the fear we have and profess Jesus Christ. Now, there's a whole lot of people who really think that they should not be uncomfortable in any way. They should not have to endure any difficulty. But that's a question. We see the trouble coming to the world. Are we going to not have trouble? Or are we going to have a bit of tribulation? The tribulation that we have might be just that small sort of tribulation, and it might be more. We don't know, but we know we want to be a part of the kingdom of God, and it helps to study the Bible and to know God's word as we go through life. Always there are people who tell us they know God's word and they will tell you exactly how to live. I think you better be careful with that one, because there's a lot of people who want to tell you exactly how to live. Often enough, they are cults. And this cult or that cult will only read to you certain verses out of the Bible, and they will expect you to be obedient to whatever they say. Well, you better judge for yourself and read that Bible yourself and have a good understanding of what the Bible says. Know the whole Bible, not just the verses you are told. I remember my wife grew up in a church. It was a regular Christian church, but she was still told that if she wore pants or went to movies or went to a dance, she could be going to hell for that. And I'm just saying that pastors can tell you this or that, and it is better if you know the Word of God right out of the Bible yourself. So know the Bible, believe the Bible, and be born again. You can be born again with a public baptism, for instance. There's many ways that we are followers of Jesus Christ. But we know in this world there will be troubles, and we want to have the goodness of God. And certainly there will be troubles, but that's just how life goes. We want to be the bride of Christ, and perhaps the troubles that we experience will prepare us to be ready for the wedding feast of God, Jesus Christ. I'm not sure, but it's something that when we read the Bible, we get more and more understanding, even if we have to go through a time of trial. Now, the rapture is a great big question. Will that save us from all the difficulty? I know there's a lot of Christian people who think of 1 Thessalonians 9, and they say, we are not appointed to the wrath of God. Well, true. But just go back in history. And when you think of what has happened in times of war, maybe to Jerusalem, maybe to Masada, maybe to the Jews that were stuffed into Nazi gas chambers. Maybe today, what the Christians and the Falun Gong in China who are having their organs removed. Voluntarily, they say. Yeah. Well, anyway, these things are history. They're not the wrath of God. And if you read the Fox's Book of Martyrs or the book Jesus Freaks, you will find out there were a lot of Christian people who went through a lot of trials. And they were not the wrath of God. It's just that there are things that happen in the world, and sometimes we want to be a part of that body of Jesus Christ, and that can involve some difficulty. So know that things can happen, and know the Bible to give you patience and understanding to get through the things, whatever they are, natural disasters, war, famine, pestilence, and hard times. They can all come about shortly, but that doesn't mean it is the wrath of God. It just means that it'll be better for us to have some supplies, food and supplies, to get through hard times. And that's, I think, what we all can pay attention to. We want to be able to get through hard times and be able to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people around us. Now, a lot of people are expecting hard times to come. And there's a paper, The Hill. It says that 61% of Americans are expecting war in a few years. Now, they don't define it. They don't say that we will go to war. And they don't say that war is coming to America. They just say war. And that's something we can have many concerns about. Rightly so. You know that there was a radar station, 100 kilometers into Russia. I think it was 150 kilometers into Russia, past the border, and Ukrainians blew up. They used drones to blow up that MBAR radar station that had no bearing on the Ukrainian war situation, but that radar station did detect, it was built to detect any ICBMs that would be coming from the West, like from USA. So it's an indicator. It's not that I believe that nuclear war or an attack from USA on Russia could occur at any time. I just know that things can happen. Mistakes can happen. And if there ever was a mistaken missile launch, either from USA or from Russia, we could be in a great deal of difficulty. And we know accidents do happen. Well, in fact, just recently, there was a second F-35 airplane that crashed in USA. This one was in New Mexico. So there are accidents that happen, and we have to be prepared for the just in case for things that just might happen, that might go wrong. Now, the people in government who will speak about this, they there's different expectations. Some of them will say a war can happen in 5 months, and other people with the information in government would say a war is coming in 5 years. Huge difference, 5 months or 5 years. But a lot of people are expecting war between Russia, Great Britain, and America. When? I don't know, but you're never going to be too early to prepare. And when I think of will it happen or not, I remember in 1989, there was Henry Groover and Dmytro Dudeman who prophetically saw that there would be war between Russia and USA and Great Britain. Yeah, that was 35 years ago. Nobody believed it. I did not want to believe it. But there were people who had that vision with Chinese and Russian troops in America. Could it be true? Well, since that time, there have been more and more people that have had dreams and visions that have seen a similar thing. Could it be? Well, I know that if we wait to prepare, it might be too late to prepare. So take some preparations now for the just in case. In case there really could be an event happening where war comes to America. I know there's always things we don't expect. I've traveled a whole bunch in my life, and in the last 50 years, I've traveled to countries where I did not expect to see anything wrong, nothing going on. But there you go and you find out there were protests and violence in the streets. And that would happen from big cities and little cities. It just happens. It happened in London. It happened in Lima. It happened in Los Angeles. There was guerrilla activity in Peru and in Africa. Yes, I've seen these things with my own eyes. I saw the 1992 Rodney King riots. Nobody expected violence to happen. Nobody expects war to happen. But it happens, and then you can't buy gas. You can't use your credit cards because the electricity is out. You can't have communication because the cell towers are down. These are all possibilities, and we would do well to have a little preparation, at least of the very basic things, water, food, and warmth. We know that there have been launches that have happened just weeks ago. Russia launched a satellite killer, satellite that would go into the same orbit as our U.S. communication satellites. And then months ago, China launched a satellite killer with a long arm that would disable orbiting satellites. See, this is going on right now when we don't remember that it happened a few weeks or a few months ago. But it has happened, and we have military exercises going on around the world. I think of the president of China, Xi, who says that China would punish Taiwan. What a concept. Let's punish the USA while we're at it. Oh, he didn't say that, but I think the attitude in China is that the USA needs to be punished also. There's a lot of people who don't like that America has B-52s flying around in war areas, carrying who knows what. We don't know if they're carrying nuclear bombs or just something else. But there are military conflicts going on, and we are having concerns about there being enough munitions in our military, and our politicians are making political decisions, which, of course, affect the real world. And when I think of politicians, I think of those same people who have stopped the Keystone Pipeline from delivering Canadian gas to USA. That was 2021. I think of Biden, who has sold most of our strategic petroleum reserve to other countries. And I think of a month ago when 1 million gallons of gasoline was sold off. That 1 million gallons of gasoline was to have been kept in reserve for the emergency needs of the West Coast of the United States. But it was sold off. I think of the politicians we have. Are they making the best decisions that they can to take care of us? Or should we have decisions to take care of our own selves? Should we have emergency food and supplies? I think of what's going on in Europe, China, Russia, Cuba, or USA. All these politicians and authorities want to be in charge of what we have and what we do and what we think. Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to think for our own self and have protections for our own self. Just with the basic things, water, food, and warmth. You figure that out. But there's a lot of people who want to tell us what to do. And they want to keep us docile so that we do not rebel. And that's a part of what the political people do. After all, they tell us we are the freest people on earth. And is it true? Or are they just saying that to keep us calm and quiet? Well, Scripture tells us a lot about how to act. There's Matthew 24:6, and it tells us things will happen, but the end is not yet. And that means that we would still do well to have preparations. What will they be? That's something that we all make individual decisions about. Now, I think of more Scripture. I think of Proverbs 22:3. I think of Proverbs 27:12 that tell us the wise see danger coming, and they move out of the path of trouble. So let's do that. Let's be watchful, and let's see if trouble is coming our way, and then let us take steps to move out of its way, to have the things that we need to survive a time of trouble. I think of another, of Revelation 18. There's verses 8 and 17 that tell us that Babylon will be destroyed in 1 hour. Now, 1 hour, that's pretty quick. And we want to be aware that that can happen to our world. In 1 hour, destruction can come. Do we know the whole story? No, we don't. But we do know there can be a sudden destruction, and it could be America that is destroyed. So let's use a little wisdom here and get our preparations together. And sure, we don't know exactly what, but if we don't think about how we can prepare, we will have no preparations. We will simply go on living the nice, comfortable, and easy life that we have and not pay attention to the shortages that there could be, the shortages that are approaching us even now. We have to use our heart, our mind, our will, and emotions to protect what we have, and especially protect our faith in Jesus Christ, our family, our loved ones, our neighbors. This is something we can all do and have some preparedness steps. Oh, let me say also that all donations are appreciated if you want to send one. And we have a time when there's inflation and our money is getting worth less and less in what it can buy. So we might want to put it towards a donation to a ministry or a church. There's many places that can use a donation. So think of those places and be prepared for what is coming. I should say what could be coming, because yes, war, rumors of war, famine, earthquakes, pestilence. Yes, that seems to be on the list, but it doesn't mean it's going to come in short term, but it might. It might come in an hour. So I want to remind you that every broadcast can be heard again by going to www.christtoday.org. And let's pray for the people who we know and love, and that includes pastors and family and people we know, and ask God to guide you and to guide them. Give them understanding. I'm grateful for any prayer that you have coming my way also. So thank you. And God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.